in trouble, aren't we?
I know it. I do too.
It's good to have you here, Glenn. Older what?
Men.
Older men? Is this the time I go, oh Lord, come?
Bob, did you hear what she said to me when I asked her how she was doing?
Who's that?
Did you hear what she said to me when I was asking her how she was doing?
I don't even know whether I should go there.
She just said she was finer than frog hair. I said, no, frog hair.
That's
the
other thing.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to have all of you here. And you, there must be something really good going to happen. Because we got Jennifer here, right? We're so
yeah.
Good morning, Evelyn.
Yeah, I'm here too.
Amen. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Father. Yes, there is. Yes,
Bob,
there is.
You've been faithful.
Always.
Everybody
always. Yeah. I'm not so sure about that. We're glad to see Shelby and Linda back, but I feel bad for them in a way for two reasons. One, Linda's got to have maybe some surgery done. Do you know anything about it yet at all? Have we talked to you? Okay.
And I know she had his cousin Jerry still on the list. He passed away last week.
Okay. All right. We should just still praying for the family, though. Just lift them up. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for just bringing us together today. Father, we want to exalt who you are. And we thank you so much for all you're doing. And Father, I'm just asking, Lord, that there's not going to be a single person here that won't sense your presence in their lives, Father. And we just invite you in. We thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to go over some of the announcements. I'm going to do this one first. Next Saturday, the 25th, it's going to be in here or the kitchen. Okay, they're going to have a arts and craft decorating fellowship. And what time?
What time, Wendy?
Four is fine.
All right, 4 o'clock. It's next Saturday. And then they're going to have some snacks, food snacks for us to. So bring your artistic abilities. I think they did this. This Saturday, because I'm going to be out of town so that I don't have too much of an art. You ought to fit right in, Cynthia. Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you what. It's awesome. Also, we want to remember Bob Hobaugh is out of the hospital, but he's in a rehab place there in Holland. It's called Hallmark Living. It's on 32nd Street. If you're coming up 58, heading towards the hospital, go 32nd to the left, and then it's down through the light, just a little bit past the light on the right-hand side. He'd probably love to have you visit him. He seems like he's doing really well. He's been walking on his own with a walker, but he told me that he hadn't been able to get out of bed yet by himself. So, but we're just really excited that he's starting to walk on his own. So, amen. Amen. Women's Bible study, 6 o'clock Monday night. And then Wednesday night, we have the prayer service is at 6:30. If you read this, we've got, I'd like to adopt a family for the Christmas. And maybe this one would be good. There's some winter coats that are needed for a little boy, 10 years old, a little girl. I'm sorry, he's, the coat is 5, 10. been a... I know. The coat is a size 10.
Read what's on the paper.
For the boy. The girl's is size 12, all right? And then there's a new little baby coming, so diapers, clothes for the infants and stuff like that. So if you think about it or you want to do something for that, contact us and we'll make sure that it gets delivered to them.
So they have to be new?
No. No. Does not have to be new. Nope. Also, the Methodist Church every year does a Christmas basket. I think they have like 100 families that they donate food baskets to every year. And they're just wanting to know if we would like to participate and how we can help them accomplish their goal this year also. It's really pretty awesome. I've been up there and seen there's just lines of people that are needed up there. Awesome. Awesome.
Bring it to the church or take it to?
Are you talking about food or? The food probably, there's some information on the very back there. And I would give them a call just to find out what they'd like to have and what they're needing. Because I can take a guess. They are actually looking for a cash donation also because they buy toys for the families in that for the basket. So that they need the money to purchase the toys for the kids there. So, but there's a note on the bulletin board in the back.
I'm sure canned goods and dried packaged food is fine.
So,
they gotta be able to take it home, so, you know.
The one time we went to give something, I remember they had food just stacked up. People were really good about
it. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. on the bulletin down here, it says, next Sunday's the same night. It's actually tonight, right? It's not.
It's the fourth Sunday.
The fourth Sunday? It is next Sunday?
For the hymn sing?
Yeah.
Next Sunday night.
I'm so glad she's back there backing me up. It is next Sunday. See, Glenn?
Just assumed I was making a mistake.
I'm going to keep you here. You. Good. You understand me perfectly. Yes. If you're interested in becoming a member, I'd really like to talk to you. We want to plug you in, and I think you are a member, aren't you?
No.
She's not a member?
No, but it's supposed to be accepted this week.
This week? Oh, well, we'd love to adopt her. Let me get through this here, and then we're going to take up an offering, and then we're going to bring her up here. And we didn't make a card out. You do have a card?
I have it in the office.
Awesome. So that we're going to go ahead and accept you as a member. Would that be okay?
Yeah. Okay, mommy. You okay?
Now, see, I respect that. She asked mom. Yes, sorry.
My grandson Joe, he's doing good now. He didn't have cancer.
Oh, good. Good. Amen.
He didn't take everything out, his thyroid, so he'll be on medicine the rest of his life, but that's better than having cancer.
And amen.
He's got a good attitude about it.
Awesome.
They'll be here for Thanksgiving.
Oh, that is really awesome. Really awesome.
So prayers really help.
What's that? Amen. Yeah. Amen. On the inside of the bulletin, if you have one, there's the list of prayer for the people here. And there was this. I think Bob Hobaugh is on here. Yes, he is. It's at the very bottom. Are there any other prayer requests? Maybe that's not on the. You know, I forgot last Sunday. I was a little busy last Sunday. But if you have some prayer requests, there's a little pad of paper on the end of the pew there. Go ahead and make out a prayer request, and maybe at the end of the service, just drop it in here. And then also, you can pick one up and take it home and pray for that person during the week. It'd be a great way for us to just keep the family in prayer. Okay. Any other prayer requests at all? His son's name is Cody.
Yeah, I'm not sure how he spelled it. I'm going to see.
Okay.
And we have a praise report, don't we?
Yes, we have a praise report. I found out at my work that they were needing high-low drivers pretty bad because I've been just repackaging stuff. They're working manufacturing. And so one of the high-low drivers tell me to put an application in because there's some that have left and due to attendance problems and stuff like that. So service right now. So they told me come see him Monday morning, which is tomorrow, for a high low position will be $14 an hour. And after 90 days, it'll be a dollar raise with benefits like insurance and stuff like that.
Isn't that awesome? That is so cool. You know, I guess, you know, I'm really excited, but I'm not surprised. I really believe that when we just trust that God is going to go ahead and lead the way, He really does. It's pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. Any other prayer requests? Donna?
Ulcers on the feet again.
Pardon?
Ulcers.
Ulcers?
Keep veiling your prayers for her sciatic nerve. She pinched that again.
Is there any other prayer requests? Candy? Okay. Yep.
Thank you,
it's good to have his back. Yeah. Is there any testimonies? We got any testimonies out there besides?
Yeah. Well, last Sunday I come back to church again with my foot all swelled up. I had to have one of them their foot things gone, and praise the Lord, He healed my foot.
Amen.
Isn't that awesome?
I got my normal
shoes back on. Amen. God's good. God is so good. Amen. Amen. Anyone else?
Well, for Linda and Shelby traveling back and forth, I don't know how many times in their 40-some years, probably 100. And they've always
been washed over, haven't they?
There's been a couple times I think of a minor little thing, but
yeah, he's told me about a couple of them, but Sam?
Thing. Sometimes it's just telling them, you know, that they should be thankful that, you know, the Lord allowed them to get up and, you know, to breathe and talk and walk. Other times it's, you know, more interesting. This morning I had a man come up. I have a coffee pot that I keep for all the guys, and they kind of pitch in a little bit. Anyhow, he came up to get a cup of coffee, and he was really complaining this morning. Used a couple of real choice words. And I says, oh, really? And we got talking a little bit. And I just really told him, I says, you know, I really feel that, you know, I need to tell you about this, basically. I talked to him about how the Lord had been working in me and how through giving over to God, how He just opens doors. Start doing that. He really needed to, I sensed that he needed to give his life over to God and just allow God to work through him and to, you know, just talk to him about that. And, you know, he just kind of dumbfounded at me, like, really, you know, type thing. But it was the planting of a seed.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
amen.
Just been a blessing, you know, to see how the Lord's been working.
It's awesome. It's awesome. I think Candy had a request that we lay hands on her, so I'm going to take just a minute, and we're going to not make her come up here. We're just going to let her sit right there, and
hey, Bob,
we'll pray for her.
And Ken Meggs also asked
and,
a prayer.
Ken.
He did ask
a prayer. Yeah. But she wanted me to lay hands on her. We're not going to do it suddenly. We're just going to pray for you, Candy. So, Lord Jesus, we just thank you, Father, for this opportunity, Lord Jesus, we have of lifting Candy up. And I'm just asking, Lord, that you heal that foot, Father. Lord, take the swelling out and the pain, Father. And, Lord, we just want to exalt you because of the opportunity that we have of praying and knowing that you hear us. Thank you for Candy. Just bless her now in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 You're welcome. And I just want to just say a prayer for the rest of them we had here, Father, and for Ken also. He's had a bloody nose on the side. He doesn't normally have a bloody nose, so we got to lift him up in prayer also. So, Father, we just want to come to you. Father, every person on this prayer list, Father, we just want to lift them up to you, Father. And, Lord, we're expecting, Father, that you'd minister to each one of them, Lord Jesus. Father, you know their hearts. You said you know the thoughts and intents of a man's heart, Father. So we come to you with every one of them, Father. We're asking, Lord, that you touch them in a special way. Let them sense your presence and your love for them, Father. And, Lord, we want Ken to be just touched this morning, Father. Just take that bloody nose away, Father. And, Lord, we want to give you praise and honor. And we thank you for all you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen. Offering, I was going to ask Ken Meggs, if you didn't mind help, come on up. We'll take tithes and offerings.
Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us out this morning. And Lord, thank you for the protection throughout the week. Lord, I just ask you to be with our President, Lord, our troops, our country, as and be with those in the south, Lord, that had a rough overnight with the tornadoes and such. And Lord, I ask you to bless these tithes and offerings, that they be multiplied for your benefit, and be with Pastor Bob as he gives your word. Let their ears here be open to listen to it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I hear angels singing praises. I see men from every nation bowing down before your throne. Like the sound of many waters, like a rushing wind around us, multitudes join the song, and a symphony of praise arises. Tears are wiped away from eyes as men from every tongue and tribe all sing, holy, holy, God Almighty, who was, who is, and is to come. All the angels are crying holy to the Lamb who sits upon the throne.
You guys care if I do the second verse?
Nope.
I see one who's full of wonder, eyes of fire and voice like thunder, shining bright, His Majesty. All the colors of the rainbow circle Him and fill His temple. So beautiful it is to me. And a symphony of praise arises. Tears are wiped away from eyes as men from every tongue and tribe all sing. Oh, holy, holy God Almighty, who was, who is, and is to come. Oh, all creation, it's crying holy to the Lamb who sits upon the throne. Hallelujah.
I just wanted to share. I feel so blessed and so thankful today. And, you know, 3 years has been since I was blessed to get new hips. And I just still marvel at how I can stand up so long and just the things I can do, the strength I feel in my body. I feel so thankful. But I also want to say I am so blessed with this Bible study we're doing. The Lord is knocking my socks off. And He flooded me with so much peace yesterday that it carried me all day long and into day. And I have not felt that in years. And I just want to thank God. I'm so thankful for the Word and that somebody can put it together in a way that it gives life to us. So, okay. God, goosebumps all over me.
Please go. Carolyn, you see, I need the body of Christ coming together. True? Yeah, we will. Why don't you come up here and just explain it? It'd be a lot easier. And then you all be going.
Oh, you shut up. Okay, this is our first year of doing this, but Living Waters has a wreath decorated by Grace down at the antique store right beside Alexander's. And it represents Living Waters, and people are to bid on it. And whoever gets the highest bid will win the wreath. It's a lighted wreath, and it's very pretty. The Chamber of Commerce is sponsoring this, I believe. But we had to buy the wreath and decorate it and put it down there. So however much we make on this wreath, we'll come to the church. Ladders of Hope has one, and it's out at Fen Valley Winery. So they're all over town. At different businesses, right, Mike?
From now until December 2nd.
Till December 2nd, yep.
Also, there's one other item that I forgot to mention, everybody. Ellicott County Action Agency will be here Monday morning at 9:30 giving away food. All you have to do is sign up for it. There's no wage requirements. I guess they do have some, but basically show your ID, sign up for it. They'll give you probably 2-3 bags of food, and away you go. It'll be between 9:30 and 10:30 on Monday.
9:30. And this
here at the church in the parking lot. Yep. There'll probably either be a U-Haul truck out here or a minivan. They usually use a U-Haul truck.
Okay.
When is that again?
Monday morning.
Monday morning, 9:30 to 10:30.
9:30. Monday morning, 9:30. We have the truck right out front. And if you know somebody that could use that, please let them know.
They sent me a flyer last week. They said they had it wrong. They have not resent it, as far as I know. So it's my understanding they'll be out here on Monday.
Okay. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we just thank you so much for today. And I'm just asking, Father, that, Lord, if you've spoken something into anybody's life, Father, that you just allow them to know that you're leading them And Father, that they can trust you in everything that is coming at them, Father, that you'll tear down the weapons that are against them, Father. And Lord, restore the joy of their souls, Father, in you. And we give you praise and honor. In Jesus' name, amen.